Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Gauranga Darshan Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Govardhana Dastakam. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us, Prabhuji. I would like to hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण Thank you very much for giving me the association of all these devotees in this group. I think last time we discussed Damodar Ashtakam, if I'm not wrong, in this same group. And today we will be discussing Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dashakam, written by Raghunath Das Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami to worship, and Raghunath Das Goswami is sincerely worshipping this Govardhan Shila, and he has also written a beautiful poem or a song called Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dashakam, in which he offers beautiful prayers to Giriraj Govardhan, requesting for an eternal residence near Govardhan, so that he can witness Krishna's pastimes, render service to Krishna and all that. So that is the theme of this beautiful episode, beautiful song. So we'll be discussing that. So of all the devotees of Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan has a very special significance. So Giriraj Govardhan is so great. And amongst all the servants of Krishna, Govardhan is called Haridasa Varya. Hari is the Supreme Lord Krishna who steals all our sufferings. Haridasa means a servant of Lord Hari. Haridasa Varya means best of all servants of Lord Hari. So this word Haridasa is used in Srimad Bhagavatam at various places, and three devotees are described with this word Haridasa. One is Yudhishthira Maharaj, who renders service to Krishna in different rasas, Sakhya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, and even Dasya Rasa. And there is another devotee, Uddhava, who is more intimate associate of Krishna. And he also renders service to Krishna in a much more intimate way than even Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is also a Haridasa. So because Krishna engages Uddhava as a messenger between himself and the gopis of Vrindavan. So such a confidential associate of Krishna. So next, we also see that this word Haridasa is used to indicate Giriraj Govardhan, who renders service to Krishna and all his devotees and facilitates for all the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, in all rasas. So when Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan under Govardhan mountain, Krishna was giving his association to devotees of all rasas. There are cows that are in Shantarasa, there are Raktaka, Patraka, Chitraka, the house servants of Nanda Maharaj serving Krishna under Giriraj Govardhan. And there are also other sakhas, means the gopas, younger gopas, who are the friends of Krishna. So they serve Krishna in Sakhya Rasa. They also got the association of Krishna under Govardhan. And the devotees like Yashoda Mata, Nanda Maharaj, and Rohini Mata, so they also got to associate with Krishna under Giriraj Govardhan. And of course, Madhurya gopis like Srimati Radharani and other gopi friends of Radharani. So they all got to serve Krishna and see Krishna under Giriraj Govardhan. So Krishna spends time with all these devotees of different rasas All the devotees of different rasas at different times of the day in Vrindavan. But it's so great that Giriraj, when Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan under Govardhan mountain, everybody, and means all the devotees of different rasas, they got the association of Krishna simultaneously at one place continuously for 7 days and seven nights. Thus, Giriraj's service in general to Krishna and the whole cowherd community in Vrindavan, and in specific during that 7 days period when Indra has sent a devastating rainfall, is like unparalleled. So Giriraj is the best of all servants who render service to Krishna and facilitates the pastimes of Krishna in multiple rasas, not only one rasa. So that's why Giriraj is Haridasa Varya. As Srimati Radharani herself glorified, Radharani says in the Venu Gita, there is a beautiful song called Venu Gita, where the gopis of Vrindavan were missing Krishna, and in their feelings of separation, they were glorifying Krishna's flute song. So Radharani says that Hantaya Madrirabala Haridasa Varyo Yadrama Krishna Charanas Parasha Pramodahan Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayor Yat Pani Yasu Yavasakandara Kandamulai. So Hantaya Madri Rabala, oh Abalas, oh Gopis, this Adri, this beautiful mountain, is Haridasa Varya. Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Parasha Pramodaha, by the touch of the lotus feet of Rama and Krishna, Balaram and Krishna, means Giriraj gives so much of respect to Krishna. Saha Go Ganayostayoryat, means along with Krishna's go, cows and other cowherd boyfriends. So like that, Giriraj is not only serving Krishna, but also Krishna's associates. And how is Giriraj serving? Paniya Suya Vasakandarakanda Mulaihi. Paniya means with water, waterfalls. There are so many beautiful kunds in Vrindavan, near the vicinity of Govardhan. Suyavasa means grasses for the cows. Kandara, caves for all the gopas to stay when it is very hot or cold or rainy outside. Kandara. Kandamulaihi. Kandamula means all the fruits and roots and herbs and all this. So in this way, Giriraj's service to entire cowherd community and Krishna and Balaram and the cows and the gopas and the gopis is immense. And of all the spots in entire Vrindavan, this Govardhan, the area of Govardhan mountain is considered to be the best spot. And even within Govardhan vicinity also, Radhakund is considered the best spot. Of course, one cannot prematurely go and reside at Radhakund without the sanction and permission of one's spiritual master. But that is the topmost place for a devotee, for a Krishna's devotee to reside at. This is established in Upadeshamrita, in the last 3-4 shlokas. So now we will discuss the glories of Giriraj Govardhan. I will show one PowerPoint. In that I have put the slides. Each shloka is there. Yeah, this is the first shloka. So we can recite. And while seeing the lines of the shloka, we can also discuss on the meaning of the shloka. Just give me 1 minute. Hare Krishna. Sorry for the interruption. So we will discuss the meaning of this shloka now. First shloka in the Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dashakam. Nijapati Bhujadanda Chhatrabhavam Prapadya Pratihata Madadhrishto Danda Devendra Garva Atula Pruthula Shailam Shreni Bhupa Priyam Me Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. So in this beautiful shloka where Raghunath Das Goswami says, Nijapati Bhujadanda Chhatrabhavam Prapadya. Means Nijapati means Krishna is the real Pati or the master of Giriraj Govardhan. Nijapati Bhujadanda. So the Nijapati's Bhuja means the arm of Krishna was acting like a danda, means rod that holds this umbrella of Govardhan. Nijapati Bhujadanda Chhatrabhavam Prapadya. So when Govardhan assumed the form of a beautiful umbrella, this Krishna's hand is assuming the form of a rod of that umbrella, the stick that holds the umbrella. So Nijapati Bhujadanda Chhatrabhavam Prapadya. And this Chhatri, this umbrella of Govardhan mountain is not a small small umbrella. So Govardhan mountain is actually a very medium-sized mountain or hill. And the base of this hill cannot actually accommodate thousands and thousands of gopas and gopis and the cows and the entire cohort community. It's not possible. But by the touch of Giriraj Govardhan, by the touch of the Supreme Lord Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan has expanded himself into a huge mountain that can accommodate all the Vrajavasis under his shelter. So, Nijapati Bhujadanda Chhatrabhavam Prapadya. So, next line. Pratihata Madadhrishto Danda Devendra Garva. Mada means intoxication. Dhrishta means one who is very arrogant. Uddanda is also a very adamant person. Devendra is the king of demigods. Indra. Garva is pride. So Indra's qualities are described here with these words. Mada, Dharshta, Uddanda, Deve and Garva. Four words are used. All these four words are more or less the same. So basically here Giriraj Govardhan is described as that great mountain with which the Supreme Lord Krishna has smashed, pratihata, totally destroyed the pride and intoxication and adamant nature of the king of demigods, Indra. Nijapati Bhujadanda Chhatrabhavam Prapadya Pratihata Madadhrishtod Uddanda Devendra Garva. So the Supreme Lord Krishna lifted Govardhan Mountain like an umbrella using his arm, his hand as the rod, and he destroyed the pride of Indra. That's the meaning of first two lines. Atula Pruthula Shaila Shreni Bhupa Priyam Me Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Atula Pruthula Shaila. Atula means incomparable. You cannot compare the glory of Govardhan with any other mountain. Atula Pruthula Shaila. The Shaila, this great mountain, Govardhan, is so glorious that all other mountains cannot even be compared with this mountain. Atula Pruthula Shaila Shreni Bhupa Priyam Me. So this Govardhan mountain is so dear to the devotees, so dear to Vrajavasis, so dear to Krishna, so dear to Raghunath Das Goswami, because it is incomparable. Because Govardhan mountain might question Raghunath Das Goswami, why are you asking a permanent residence near me? Because in every shloka, in all the 10 shlokas, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi, O Govardhan, please give me an eternal residence close to you, within your vicinity. So Govardhan might ask, why do you want to stay so close to me? Then the answer is given in the first few lines that you are the best of all mountains. So there are so many other mountains, even within Vrindavan also there are so many hillocks and all. So why don't you stay there if at all you want to see Krishna's pastimes? So Raghunatha's question says that when somebody has access to king, why should such a person go to small landlords and stay there? So all other hills are like small landlords, and Giriraj Govardhan is like the king of all mountains. So that's why he says, Atula Pruthula Shaila Shriyani Bhupa Priyamme Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanattam. That is the meaning of the first line. So very nice prayer. So yeah, this is commentary on this prayer written by Baladev Vidyabhushan. I already spoke this commentary. I'll go to the next shloka. Now Govardhan might question Raghunath Das Goswami, saying that you can reside near me for 2-3 days. Why are you asking for a permanent residence near me? Then Raghunath Das Goswami reveals his heartfelt desire now. So he says, Pramada madana leela kandare kandare te rachayati navayunor dvandvamasmin amandam iti kila kalanartham lagna kastadvayorme nijanikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. Pramada madana leela. Pramada. In the previous shloka also the word mada is used. This mada is used to indicate Indra, which is intoxication of material opulence. That is his madness. This is pramada, means more madness. Of what? Madana leelaha, conjugal pastimes. Where? Kandare kandarete, means in every cave of Govardhan. Who is doing all those conjugal pastimes? Intoxicated, intimate, amorous pastimes. Rachayati Navayunor. Navayuno means this young youthful couple, Dvandvam, this young youthful couple, Radha and Krishna, they are performing such beautiful conjugal pastimes in the caves of Govardhan. Actually, why Govardhan manifested? Because once in the spiritual world, Srimati Radharani requested Lord Krishna to manifest a beautiful arena for their rasa dance. So then Krishna said, okay, fine, Radharani, you have this desire, I must fulfill this desire. So Krishna meditated. From his heart, fire emanated, a glowing fire has emanated. That is basically representative of the Supreme Lord Krishna's love. That Krishna's love, prema, took the form of this glowing fire and fell on the ground. And so slowly started manifesting into a great mountain. So like that, a huge mountain manifested. And this Govardhan mountain is growing and growing and growing and occupying all the places in Vrindavan. So the gopis became quite worried. Then Krishna said, because Krishna's love is unlimited and it keeps on expanding. So Govardhan being a manifestation of Krishna's love, it just expands, it's expanding. So, seeing the concern of the gopis, Krishna just slapped on that mountain very lovingly and said, oh, you should not grow so long, so huge. So, then Govardhan's size is kind of restricted to certain limit. Still, it's like thousands of miles wide and thousands of miles long and high. All these figures are given in the Puranas. I don't remember the figures now. So, but Govardhan is a manifestation of Krishna's love. And Govardhan manifested because of the desire of Srimati Radharani to enjoy conjugal pastimes with Krishna and especially rasa dance. So, definitely Radha and Krishna must be performing all conjugal pastimes, and Raghunath Das Goswami has a desire to see those pastimes. That's why he is requesting for an eternal residence near Govardhan. Now, why is he desiring so? These conjugal pastimes are very esoteric. But Raghunath Das Goswami understands that these esoteric pastimes have no trace of mundane lust in them. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, he is so strict, but he is meditating on the Radha Krishna Leelas, means there is no lusty affairs. These are not lusty affairs of the material world. So even Sukadeva Goswami is describing those pastimes. Sukadeva Goswami is describing this Rasa Leela episode in 5 chapters in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, 29th chapter to 33rd chapter. Means these conjugal pastimes are not ordinary pastimes. Otherwise, why would Sukadeva Goswami describe? Why would Vyasadeva write? Why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will meditate? Why all our acharyas like Prabhupada, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, they all give elaborate commentaries on these pastimes? So they are very divine pastimes. There is no trace of mundane lust there. There is only pure spiritual love there. So Raghunath Das Goswami's desire to witness those pastimes is not malicious desire. So he is qualified for it. But one cannot prematurely consider oneself qualified to see those pastimes. But Raghunath Das Goswami is qualified. That's why he is requesting Govardhan to give him a permanent residence so that he can see Radha Krishna Leelas. Iti kila kalanartham lagna kastadvayorme. For the purpose of seeing these pastimes, tadvayor, pastimes of those two personalities, Radha and Krishna, I want nijanikata nivasam. I want to stay close to you. So this is the second shloka. Now, in the third shloka, now our Govardhan might question Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, you want to see Radha Krishna pastimes? Then why do you want to reside near me at Govardhan? You can go to Sanketavan. And there you can see various pastimes of divine couple. Sanketavan is a place, a forest or place which is between Barsana and Vrindavan. So Govardhan suggested Raghunath Das Goswami to go to Sanketavan and then here and see Radha Krishna pastimes there. Because Radha Krishna pastimes happen not only at Govardhan, there are so many other pastime places in the entire vicinity of Vrindavan. So Raghunath Das Goswami says, no, I don't want to see only conjugal pastimes of Krishna. I also want to see Krishna's Sakya pastimes that he performs with Balaramji and other Gopas and the cows and I want to see his Gocharana Leela also. So that's why he speaks the third shloka. Anupama Manivedi Ratna Simhasanarvi Ruhajaradarasano Droni Sangheshu Rangaihi Sahabala Sakibhisan Khelayan Swapriyam Me Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam Anupama Manivedi. Anupama means no comparison. Manivedi. So all the stones of Govardhan, we call them Govardhan Shilas, stone. Shila is a stone. But the stones of Govardhan are not ordinary stones that we use for construction. They are Anupama, incomparable Manivedi. They are like jewel-bedecked platforms on which great personalities would sit. Anupama Manivedi Ratna Simhasanorvi. Ratna Simhasana means a jewel bedecked throne. Ratnas, Navaratnas, 9 kinds of precious gems are there. So, gem bedecked throne. So, each stone of Govardhan is like a royal throne for Krishna and Balaram and all the cows and the calves and the gopas and gopis to sit on. Anupama Manivedi Ratna Simhasana. So, Govardhan is rendering service to Krishna and his associates by providing Vedi, by providing platforms to sit. Anupama Manivedi Ratna Simhasana Urvi. Urvi Ruha means the trees that are born out of this earth. Right? Urvi is earth, Ruha is tree. Ruha means trees are there to give shadow to the gopas. Jhara, Jhara means water streams to fulfill their thirst. Dara, Dara means caves, Kandara is caves. Sanu Droni means plateaus, means the lowlands and highlands. There are some lands that are little on a higher altitude, some are like lowlands. So Ruha, Jhara, Dara, Sanu, with all these kinds of places, highlands and lowlands and caves and water streams and trees, Droni Sangheshu, there are many multitudes of them, Rangaihi, in this way, Govardhan is offering so many services to Krishna and his associates. Sahabala sakhibhi santhelayan swapriyami. Sahabala, along with Balaram, sakhibhi, along with all the gopas, the sakha, sakhya bhaktas of Krishna. Santhelayan, Krishna is playing there. Krishna is playing flute. Krishna is playing hide and seek. Krishna is playing so many games with all the gopas. Swapriyami. So Krishna holds all these gopas as dear to him. And he, Krishna also holds Govardhan as so dear to him, and thus he plays with them on Govardhan. So I want to witness all those pastimes also. So this is the desire of Raghunath Das Goswami. That's why he is requesting Nijani Katani Vasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Nijani Katani Vasam. So please give me a permanent residence close to you, O Govardhan, so that I can see Krishna's Sakya pastimes also, that he performs near you. So this is the third shloka. Now we will go to the fourth stanza of this shloka. Now in the commentary, Valde Vidyabhushan says that Raghunath Das Goswami not only wants to see Madhurya pastimes, he wants to see Sakya pastimes also. So Krishna relieves his fatigue by cracking jokes, by sitting on the Ratna Simhasana platforms of Govardhan Shilas. Next, he plays on swings. You see, these kids are playing on swings. So all the trees of Govardhan will provide an opportunity for Krishna and Balaram and all the gopas to swing on swings. And they also play so many games like finding lost cows, playing hide and seek, etc. in Jhara and Dara. They also perform wrestling. Rizzling on the Sanu and Droni means highlands and lowlands. So this is how all the places on Govardhan mountain are very beautifully utilized by Krishna and his associates. Fourth shloka, Raghunath Das Goswami says, Rasa nidhi navayuno sakshinim dana kele Dyuti parimala vedham shyama vedim prakashya rasika varakulanam modam asphalayan me nijanikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. Rasa nidhi navayunoho. Rasa nidhi means, nidhi is ocean, rasa is mellows, in which Krishna and his dear devotees connect with each other. Rasa nidhi means Krishna is an ocean of rasas. Navayunoha sakshinim dana kelehe. So that rasa nidhi, the ocean of rasa Krishna, Krishna is called rasa nidhi, Krishna is called rasa raj, Krishna is called raso vaisaha, Krishna is akhila rasamrita murti. So in this way, Krishna is the personification of rasa. He is rasa himself. He is the object of all rasas. He is the king of all rasas. So he's the ocean of all rasas. So rasa nidhi navayunoho. And all the pastimes that happen between this youth divine couple, youthful divine couple, Radha and Krishna, they are oceans of rasa. Because ocean of rasa, Krishna is involved there. Rasa nidhi navayunoho sakshinim dana kelehe. Here Raghunath Das Goswami is pointing out a specific pastime of dana keli. Dana keli means Srimati Radharani and the gopis would take some butter and other milk products within their pots on their heads, and Krishna and the gopas would obstruct them. You cannot go like this. You have to pay tax. So these pastimes are called Danakeli pastimes, where Krishna is demanding tax from the gopis, especially Radharani. So now Raghunath Das Goswami requests Govardhan that I want to see those Danakeli pastimes. By staying close to you. Rasa nidhi navayunoho sakshinim dana kelehe. Dyuti parimala vedham shyama vedim prakashya. Shyama vedi is Krishna vedi. Shyama vedi is a black platform on which dana keli pastime happens. It's a nice stone platform near the vicinity of Govardhan Hill. Where Krishna performs his Danakati, Keli pastimes. It is also called Krishna Vedi in certain references. So Dyuti Parimala with Dham. Dyuti means this Shyamavedi or Krishnavedi is Dyuti, is very effulgent. Parimala, it's very fragrant. So this Shyamavedi, which is so effulgent and fragrant, Dyuti Parimala with Dham Prakasha, on this fragrant and effulgent Shyamavedi Krishna, Shyam performs Dana Keli pastimes. Rasika Varakulanam Modam Aspalayanme. Krishna is Rasika Varakulanam. Rasika Vara means the best relishers of rasas. Rasika Varakulanam means the group of all such relishers of rasas. So amongst all of the people who are relishers of rasas, Krishna is the topmost. Rasika Varakulanam Modam Aspalayanme. So with great happiness and excitement and joy, I would like to witness all the Danakeli pastimes of Krishna by staying close to you, O Govardhan. Nija Nyakata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. So please give me a permanent residence close to you. So in the Vraja Vilasa Stava, again by Raghunath Das Goswami, this shloka comes where Shyamavedi is called Krishna Vedi. See here, you, Krishna, Balram, they are all obstructing these gopis. They are asking for tax. So, Ghatta Krida Katukita Mana Nagarendro Navino Dani Bhutva Madana Nripater Gavyadana Chalena Yatra Pratahasa Gabhirabhito Veshtitaha Samrurodha Shri Gandharvam Nijaguna Pratam Naumitam Krishna Vedim. So seeing this Shyamavedi, which is also called Krishna Vedi, Rasika devotees feel so joyful and shout in joy. So by staying near Govardhan mountain, I also will be able to regularly see this pastime and shout in joy. This is what Raghunath Das Goswami says in this fourth shloka. Now, our Govardhan mountain might question Raghunath Das Goswami. So there are so many places in my vicinity. Which place you want to stay? He is generally saying that Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Just give me a place near Govardhan. That is his request. But where exactly do you want to stay? There are so many places near Govardhan mountain, and in those days mountain was so huge. So Raghunath Das Goswami responds in the fifth shloka. Haridayitam apurvam Radhika kundamatma Priyasakhamiha kanthe Narmanalingya guptaham Navayuva yuga khelastatra pashyan rahome Nijanikata nivasam Dehi govardhanatvam Haridayitam apurvam Radhika kundamatma. Here Raghunath Das Goswami expresses his desire. There are so many spots in the vicinity of Govardhan, but I want to stay at Radhakund only. Because Haridayitam apurvam, Radhakunda is Haridayitam, very dear to Lord Hari, Krishna. Apurvam, this Radhakunda is incomparable. Haridaitam apurvam Radhika kundam Atma Priya Sakham Iha Kanthe. And this Govardhan mountain also holds this Radhakund so dear to him, so close to his heart. So Priya Sakham, this Radhakund is like the dear associate or friend of Govardhan mountain, which Govardhan mountain wears on his neck. Iha Kanthe Narmana Alingya Guptaha. So when we understand that somebody is so dear to us, we may just embrace them. They come close to our chest or close to our heart or close to our neck. In that way, this Govardhan mountain is embracing Radhakund. Narmana alingya guptaha. So Govardhan mountain is having this Radhakund close to neck, kante, iha kante, and narmana alingya, embracing Radhakund. So Radhakund is dear to Govardhan. Radhakund is dear to Lord Krishna also. So I want to stay near Radhakund. So Raghunath Das Goswami is very specific in his desire. I want to stay near Radhakund, Govardhan. And And do what? Stay there and do what? In the third line of the shloka, he says, Nava yuva yuga khelas tatra pashyan rahome. Nava yuva yuga khela. This youthful, fresh couple, Radha and Krishna, would be performing so many wonderful pastimes. Raho. Raho means in secluded places. Pashyan, I want to see those pastimes. Yuga khela means their sportful, their joyful pastimes, sporting pastimes. I want to see all of them. So to see these amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna, I want to stay close to you. Nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. This is the fifth prayer. Now, how Radha Kund is so dear to Krishna is described in the shlokas of Upadeshamrita towards the end. Vaikunthajanito varamadhupure tatra pirasotsava vrindaranya mudara pani ramana tatra pigovardhana radha kundamiha pigokulapate prema mritaplavana kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam vivekinakah vaikuntha janito varamadhupuri. Superior to Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha is the supreme abode, spiritual planet of Supreme Lord Vishnu. But superior to Vaikuntha is Madhupuri, the area of Mathura. So Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha. Tatrapi rasotsava Vrindaranyam. And even superior to Madhupuri is Vrindaranyam. The Aranya is basically a forest. Vana is also called forest. So Vrindavan is also called Vrindaranyam, several places. Now, in the popular shloka, Barha Pedam Natavaravapuho Karnayor Karnikaram Bibharadvasah Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayantim Chamalam Randharan Venor Dhara Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vrindair Vrindaranyam Swapadaravanam Pravishad Gita Kirtihim. In that shloka also, that is just before Venugita in the 10th canto, 21st chapter, 5th shloka. In this shloka also, Vrindaranyam Swapadaravanam Pravishad Gita Kirtahi. Vrindavan is described as Vrindaranyam. So this Vrindavan or Vrindaranya is superior to Mathura. Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha. Vrindavan is superior to Mathura because in Vrindavan only this Rasotsava happened. Means Rasalila happened. Tatrapi Rasotsava. And even within Vrindavan, the best spot is Govardhana. Because Udarapani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhana. That Udarapani, that benevolent Lord who is holding Govardhana in his mountain, he uses that Govardhana, who is holding Govardhana on his little finger, he used Govardhana for so many pastimes. Tatrapi Govardhana. So within Vrindavan area also Govardhan is the best spot. And within the vicinity of Govardhan, what is the best spot? Radha Kundam Ihapi Gokulapatehi Premamrita Plavanat. So Krishna performed so many loving pastimes, nectarian loving pastimes near Radha Kunda. That Gokulapati has performed those pastimes. So that is the best spot. Kuryadasya virajato giritati sevam vivekinah. Vivekinah kaha. Who is that intelligent person who rejects an opportunity to stay near Radha Kunda? Of course, this has to be approved and authorized by spiritual master. And one cannot whimsically go and stay near Radha Kunda without having the necessary qualifications. One will only end up committing offenses. So like that, Radha Kunda is the best spot. Upadeshamrita also says, there is another shloka. Krishna syochehi pranaya vasati hi preyasim bhyopi radha kundam chasyamuni bhiravitaha tadrge vavyadhaye yat preshthairapyalama sulabham kimpunar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakrda pisaraha snatura vishkaroti. Krishna syochehi pranaya vasati hi preyasim bhyopi radha. This is also Upadeshamrita shloka. And basically this shloka says that just as Srimati Radharani is so dear to Krishna. Radha Kund is also dear to Krishna. So, Raghunath Das Goswami declared his desire, I want to stay near Radha Kund. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami himself felt that I am asking a residence near Govardhan, and I am asking Govardhan to give residence in Radha Kund, and I am expressing my desire to see Radha Krishna pastimes. Am I qualified for all that? I think I am unfit for this. I cannot view this most intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Let me ask for something more generic. So in the sixth shloka he asks, Sthala jala tala shashpair bhuruhachhayaya cha pratipada manukalam hanta samvardhayangaha trijagati nijagotram sarthakam khyapayanme nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam sthala jala tala shashpair bhuruhachhayaya cha. In this one shloka, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that I want to see Krishna's pastimes with cows, not only Radha Krishna pastimes, very esoteric. I want to see Krishna's pastimes with cows also. And how he is appreciating how Govardhan mountain renders service to the cows. Sthala, jala, tala, shashpair. Sthala means different spots, different places. Jala means water. Tala means like little lowlands. Shashpair, I think grasses. Bhuruha chayaya. Bhuruha. Bhu means earth. Bhuruha means that which is grown out of earth, which is tree. Means trees. Bhuruha chayaya cha. And the trees are also giving chaya, means shade, to whom? To all the cows of Krishna. Pratipada manukalam hanta samvardhayangaha. Pratipadam means at every spot, Govardhan is facilitating for the joy of cows. Pratipada manukalam hanta samvardhayangaha. Ga means cow, samvardhayan means nourishing. Vardhayan is nourishing. Samvardhayan means very meticulously nourishing all the cows with sthala, jala, tala, shashpair and bhuruha and chaya. So because Govardhan mountain is rendering so much service to cows, Raghunath Das Goswami is appreciating. And I want to see all the pastimes of Krishna that he performs near the vicinity of Govardhan with the cows. Trijagati nijagotram sarthakam khyapayanme. Now, very interesting line. Trijagati means all the three worlds. Nijagotram means his own original personal name. What is the name of this mountain? Govardhana. So, Trijagati nijagotram sarthakam. Sarthakam means very meaningful. Khyapayanme, established. The name Govardhan is established in all the three worlds because Govardhan is acting exactly according to his name. Govardhan is called Govardhana because Govardhan nourishes the cows. See this. Gaha Samvardhayan. Gaha, from Gaha you take Go. In Samvardhan you take Vardhan. So Govardhan. So Govardhan, the very meaning of the word Govardhan is a nourisher of cows. So by nourishing cows in various ways, Govardhan is making his name very meaningful and declaring his glory and glorious activity in all the three worlds. So I want to witness all those pastimes of Krishna that he performs with cows near your vicinity. At one point, because you love cows, you nourish cows, and Krishna loves cows, Krishna might come to your vicinity to play with the cows, to serve the cows. So at that time, I can see Krishna's pastimes with the cows. So, Nijandikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Seventh shloka. Now, our Govardhan mountain might question Raghunath Das Goswami. You are praying to see Krishna's pastimes with cows near me. But Krishna is having pastimes with cows at various places in Vrindavan. You can go to any place in Vrindavan, you will find Krishna with cows. So why don't you go and stay in any other place? Why do you want to stay with me only? Now, Raghunatha's Goswami says, Surapati krita dirgha drohato goshtharaksham tava navagriha rupasyantare kurvataiva aghavakari punocher datta manadrutam me nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. Surapati krita dirgha. Surapati is Indra. Krita dirgha drohato. This Indra, krita means he has done. What he has done? Droha means great offense, great cruel activity. For long time, dirgha means 7 days and seven nights. Not that he offended Krishna for a moment or offended Vrijavasis for a moment or a minute. But krita dirgha drohato, for 7 full days, Indra exhibited his offensive behavior towards all the Vrijavasis. How? He had sent a devastating rainfall to inundate entire Vrindavan and destroy the entire cowherd community in Vrindavan, Krishna's dearest associates. Such a great offense he has done. Surapati krita dirgha drohato. When Surapati Indra's consciousness has become so fallen and so lowly, and he has committed such an offensive act for such a long time to destroy Vrindavan, at that time, what did Krishna do? So our Raghunatha Goswami says, Goshta Raksham. Krishna wanted to protect the Goshta, protect all the cowherd community. For that, what he has done? Tava Nava Griharupaha. Krishna has transformed Govardhan Mountain as, Tava means Govardhan Mountain, means Raghunatha Goswami is indicating Govardhan. Nava Griha Rupa. He has made Govardhan into a Nava, new Griha, home. So Krishna has created a new home for all the Vrajavasis, entire Vrajavasi community under Govardhan. Rupasya Antare Kurvataiva. He has done that. Aghavakaripuna. This Krishna is Agharipu and Bakaripu. Agharipu means he has killed Aghasur. Bakaripu means he has killed Bakasur. Agha. Baka Ripuno Chair Dattamana Dhatamme means Dattamana means he has respected Govardhan so nicely. That Supreme Lord Krishna who has killed Aghasur and Bakasur and protected Vrajavasis, he can protect Vrajavasis on his own. Why did he use Govardhan? Or he could have protected Vrajavasis at any spot in Vrindavan. Why did he go up to Govardhan only? So Agharipu means he has killed Aghasur by himself. Bakaripu means he has killed Bakasur by himself and protected the Gopas. Now he himself can protect the Vrajavasi community from this Indra's reign. But why did he use Govardhan to protect them? Because Datta Manam, he has given such great respect to Govardhan. Krishna respects Govardhan because Govardhan is a manifestation of Krishna's own heart, Krishna's own heart's deep love for Radharani. Radharani requested, I want a beautiful arena for rasa dance. So Krishna loves Radharani, and Krishna's love took the form of Govardhan Mountain for the pleasure of Radharani. So now Krishna is using that Govardhan Mountain and giving so much respect to that Govardhan Mountain by utilizing Govardhan to protect all the Vrijavasis. He could have done it himself. So because Krishna has given you so much respect, you are the greatest spot. Although Krishna may be tending cows at various spots in Vrindavan, but you are the best spot in entire Vrindavan. So I want to stay near you, Govardhan. Nija nikata nivasam dehi, please give me Govardhanatvam. He is requesting like that. So now we discussed seven shlokas. We'll go to the eighth shloka. Now, Govardhan Mountain might question Raghunatha Das Goswami, saying that you are saying that Krishna lifted me and gave me a lot of respect, but Krishna himself said, Pancha Yojanam Evasti Vanam Me Deharupakam. This entire Vraja Bhumi is my Deharupa, it's non different from me. So, means any spot in Vrindavan is definitely glorious. Why do you want Govardhan only? Here, Govardhan is questioning Raghunatha Das Goswami more, drilling him. Krishna says that entire Vrindavan area is like my body, Deharupakam. But our Raghunath Das Goswami has an argument. Okay, Krishna must have said that, but I will quote Radharani. If Radharani says something, Krishna has to abide. So Krishna cannot go against what Radharani says. Giridrupa Haridasa Sreni Varyeti Nama Mrutamidam Uditam Shri Radhika Vaktra Chandrat Vrajanavati Lakatve Klupta Vedaihi Sphutam Me Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Giridrupa Haridasa Sreni Varyeti Nama. Class. So, here Srimati Radharani personally said that you are the best of all mountains. Giri Nrupa Haridasa Sredi Varyeti Nama. Amongst all the mountains, groups of mountains, this Govardhan mountain is the best. It is Haridasa. Srimati Radharani has said it. Mrutamidam Uditam Shri Radhika Vaktra Chandrat. This glorification of Govardhan mountain as Haridasa has emanated from the beautiful moon-like face of Srimati Radharani. So, Radharani, when she says something, Krishna has to agree. That has the topmost. Although Krishna might say, Vrindavan is like non-different from me. But Radharani says, Govardhan is the best spot in Vrindavan. Krishna agrees. So, when Govardhan quoted Krishna, Raghunath Das Goswami quoted Radharani. So, Govardhan has to surrender now. So, Radhika Vaktra Chandra, from the beautiful moon-like pleasant face of Radharani, this glorification of Govardhan as Haridasa Varya is coming out. So we quoted that shloka right in the beginning of our presentation. So, I want your association. I want to stay close to you. Now, in the third line he says, Vrajanava Tilakatve Klupta Vedaihi Sphutam Me, means Vrajanava Tilaka. This Govardhan mountain is considered Tilak of Vrindavan. So now when somebody, Vaishnav, if he has Tilak on his forehead, that is the most prominent thing. So Tilak is seen very prominently on the face. So in entire area of Vrindavan, this Govardhan mountain is like Tilak. That is very prominently visible on the face of Vrindavan. So Vraja Nava Tilakatve, who is saying this? All the Vedas are saying. So I want eternal residence close to you. So that is the next shloka. Now we'll go to the ninth shloka. Nija jana yuta radha krishna maitri rasata vrajanarapa supakshi vrata saukhyaika dataha Aganita karunatvan mamuri krityatantam nijanikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. So, after giving so many arguments and expressing his desires, finally in the ninth shloka, Raghunath Das Goswami tries to invoke the compassionate nature of Govardhan. You are very merciful. Although I am unqualified in so many ways, please give me residence close to you. I have expressed so many of my desires. He says that, oh Govardhan, you are so compassionate. How? Nija jana yuta radha krishna maitri rasakta. Radha krishna, you know who are they? Maitri rasakta nija jana. Means all the friendly associates of Radha krishna also are treated so nicely by Govardhan. So Govardhan renders service to everybody. All the gopas and gopis who are the associates of Radha Krishna. Nija jana yuta radha krishna maitri rasakta vraja nara pasupakshi. Who are all there? Vraja nara means human beings, the gopas and gopis. Pasu, the cows and all the animals, cows, monkeys, buffaloes and bulls and calves. Pakshi, all the parrots and peacocks and other pakshis, sparrows. Vrata saukhyaika dataha. Saukhya means happiness. So saukhyaika dataha means this Govardhan mountain loves Radha Krishna and all the friends and associates of Radha Krishna, including gopas, gopis and pasu, pakshi, everybody. And Govardhan gives happiness to all of them. Saukhyaika data. So you serve all the Brajavasis and entire Kohed community so nicely. Aganita Karunatvan, you are extremely merciful. Karuna is mercy. Ganita means what you can calculate. Aganita means you cannot calculate. Your mercy cannot be calculated. Aganita Karunatvan, Mam Uri Krityatantam. So here he says that although I am unqualified in so many ways, still because you are unlimitedly merciful, please give me some residence close to you. This is the final request of our Raghunath Das Goswami. But he considered, so I am only trying to invoke the compassionate spirit of Govardhan Mountain. If Govardhan asks me a recommendation letter, I should show a recommendation letter from a more compassionate person, right? So in the last shloka, 10th shloka, Raghunath Das Goswami says that don't think that I am only expressing my desires to stay close to you to see all the pastimes. And don't even think that you are merciful, please give me. I have been recommended by someone. I also have a back support. Okay. I am also being endorsed by someone. So please at least look at his face and then give me some mercy. If you look at my face and if you are unable to show compassion looking at me, at least look at him and then show me some mercy. So who is that? Sachinandana, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given recommendation. So that is the last shloka of Dashakam. Nirupadhikarunena Shri Sachinandanena Tvaita Patishathopi Tvat Priyanarpitosmi Iti Khalu Mama Yogya Yogya Tam Tamagrahanan నిజ నికట నివాసం దేహి గోవర్ధనత్వం నిరుపధికరుణేన. నిరుపధికరుణ మీన్స్ కాజ్లెస్ మెర్సీ. ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి సెడ్ యుఆర్ అగణిత కరుణత్వాన్. గోవర్ధన్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ మెర్సీ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి క్యాలిక్యులేటెడ్ ఆర్ యునో అసెసబుల్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ అసెసబుల్ మెర్సీ. ఇట్స్ బియాండ్ యువర్ క్యాలిక్యులేషన్. That much mercy Govardhan has. Now, what is the nature of mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Nirupadhi means no cause. Lord Chaitanya becomes merciful to someone not because there is some cause. It's causeless mercy. Nirupadhi karunena Shri Sachinandanena. Out of his causeless mercy, Shri Sachinandan, what he has done? Tvayi kapati shathopi tvat priyenarpitosmi. Although I am a kapati, kapati means a pretender, means externally he possesses himself as a renunciant or a great devotee, but internally he is not so. Such a person is called kapati. Shatha. Shatha means a person who acts in a friendly manner with other people, but behind their backs he is just digging graves. Means basically he is acting against other people's interests behind their backs, but in front of them he is very diplomatic. He is very friendly. So I am a kapati, I am a shatha also. I am a pretender, I am a crooked person also. But still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended me for your service. And actually, Raghunath Das Goswami was given a Govardhan Shila by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally given Raghunath Das Goswami Govardhan Shila. But what is Raghunath Das Goswami saying here? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me to Govardhan. He did not give Govardhan to me. He has given me to Govardhan. Means, oh Govardhan, please listen. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entrusted me to your care. It's your responsibility to accept me. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami very beautifully pressurizes or pushes Govardhan to show some mercy. So now in the final line he says, that iti khalu mama yogya yogyatam tamagrahanan. So don't consider my yogya, yogyata, ayogyata. Yogya yogyatam. Yogyata means qualification. Ayogyata means disqualification. Don't consider whether I'm fit or unfit. Just see the nirupadhi karuna, see the causeless compassion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by which he recommended me to you. Just accept me. Tvam agrihanan. So don't consider my yogyata and ayogyata. Just give me eternal residence at your vicinity, at your foothills. So nijan nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. So this is the dashakam. In these 10 prayers, Raghunath Das Goswami expresses his fervent desire to reside close to Govardhan Mountain. Now, there is one additional shloka, extra shloka, 11th shloka, that describes the importance or significance of reciting all these 10 shlokas. Rasada dashakamasya Srila Govardhanasya Kshitidhar kulabhartorya prayatnadadhite sasapadi sukhadesmin vasamasadhya sakshat shubhatayugala sevaratnamapnoti turnam. Rasada dashakamasya, this dashakam, Govardhana dashakam, is rasada, it bestows rasa upon you. Asya Srila Govardhanasya means this dashakam belongs to this Srila Govardhan. Okay. So Govardhana Pravasa Prarthana Dashakam will give rasa. Next, Kshitidhara Kulabhartur Yah Prayatnadadhite. And Govardhan is described as Kshitidhara Kulabhartur. It's the Govardhan is the best of all mountains on this earthly planet. Right? Sasapadiyu, not only earthly planet, in the entire cosmic manifestation, Govardhan is the best mountain. Now, sa sapadi sukhade asmin vasam asadhya sakshat. So by reciting this Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dashakam, one can attain a residence near Govardhan Hill. Not only that, shubhada yugala seva ratnam apnoti turanam. Very quickly, turanam apnoti, one can attain ratnam, the jewel of what? Yugala seva, service to the divine couple Radha and Krishna, which is Shubhada, all auspicious. So one can attain personal service to divine couple Radha Krishna, one can attain residence near Govardhan, if one recites this Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dashakam. Thank you all very much. Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dashakam ki jai, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai, Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Hare Krishna. 6:53, I completed in 1 hour. Any questions or comments?
Thank you so much, Babaji, for a wonderful class. I request all the devotees, if anybody have any questions or realizations, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. What a beautiful class, and the pictures that you used, taking us there, and even every word you explained of this Sakamma, I don't have words to thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. You are like, we are unqualified and you're causelessly merciful. Otherwise, we don't have access to such jewels. You are giving us this, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Very nice.
The Dashakam itself was sweet. Baldev Devotion's commentary is even more sweet. I just repeated as it is, whatever I have read.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Very, very beautiful, Prabhuji. I have heard for the first time, Prabhuji, this Dashakam. It's really amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Tanvat Pranam.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It was such a wonderful class and very clear explanations. Thank you so much. We feel very fortunate when we hear from you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you for the very, very beautiful explanation. I do have one question. I think so in the third or the fourth verse, you were telling about Jara and Dhara, where you were telling that Jara and Dhara refers to the waterfalls. But in the commentary, it was mentioned as a hide and seek. So, can you...
No, that... Ruha is trees, Jhara is these waterfalls or water streams, and Dara is caves, Sanu and Droni are like plateaus and valleys, highlands and lowlands. All these places in Govardhan mountain are used by Krishna to play. Let me show the slide. Used by Krishna to play hide and seek, to swing on swings. 1 minute, I will go there.
I like that swing on swing.
Yeah, they use Ratna Simhasanam, all the stones, for cracking jokes and relieving fatigue. Then Urvi Ruha, they use trees to play on swings. Jhara and Dara means they use water streams and the caves to find lost cows and play hide and seek. Playing hide and seek is not the meaning of Jhara and Dara. They use Jhara and Dara to play hide and seek. And Sanu and Droni, they use for wrestling.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Prabhu, for that further clarification. And beautiful class, and these pictures are so mesmerizing. And especially behind on your wall, that always captivates whenever you give class. The three Gauranga and Radha and Krishna, it's so, so beautiful.
My room is not so well lit, but
thank you. Thank you for your association, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Shall we conclude? It's 6:57.
Yes, Prabhuji. Let's pay our obeisances to the Prabhuji. Mancha Kalpata Rupyasya Kripa Sindhu Gati Chatitanam
Vaishnavi.
Very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us. We're thankful to you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Such a beautiful class.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.